The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday. It is the third day of June. I'm sorry, July. I'm not trying to take back time. Try holding back the hands of time, it'll just rip your arms out. I'm sorry, the 3rd of July, 2017. And we will be here tomorrow. Michael Rivero is going to be live. I will be as well. It's not so much celebrating Independence Day because, well, unless you've been a Rip Van Winkle and sleeping for the last century, 4th of July is nothing to celebrate freedom about because we're running out of that. And liberty and just us for all. Right, Ron McDonald?
Absolutely right on point, John. We have ran out of freedom in this country. We are restrained. We are regulated. We have administrative law that's encompassing every person within the United States.
Well, everybody was looking for the next crash due to the bankers. And I think what we're seeing right now, well, I don't think, I know. What we're seeing right now is states that cannot meet their budgets. And we were led to believe that, well, it's Illinois. Because they haven't had a budget in 3 years. Oh, and then it happens to be New Jersey. And then we got to add in Kentucky. And then we got to add in a total of 13 states that have not passed a budget for their own state. And this isn't hard to figure out. Evidently, if the pension funds are underfunded, how did they get that way? Was it not the state government that has reached their greedy little fingers in there and made the funds unavailable? In other words, they never put them in the accounts, so ergo, they use the money for something else, I would imagine. Is that the way it's playing out for you?
Are you talking to me?
Well, I wasn't talking to myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, yes. You know, when you spend more than what you receive, eventually it's going to catch up with you. Usually in the modern American family, it catches up in the first week. With them, it could catch up 2-3 years later.
Well, if you look at this, and the only analogy I can come up with, you know, on the lotto thing, this is the first state since this stupid lottery has been going on. And they sold it to the public that, you know, gambling's legal as long as we license it. If you do it, it's illegal. I have known card sharps that have run more honest games than the states do with their own budgets. So here we have, for I don't know how many months, big winners of lotteries in Illinois. And that money definitely went into the accounts, but somehow it didn't make it to the recipients of the cash prize winners. So ergo, one could only imagine here that the state reached its greasy little fingers into your cookie jar and stole your cookies. I can see it no other way. And we'll get around, that's the next story, but I want people to get a clear understanding. People thought we were bat crap, and I'll use that polite term, and I felt like using the other, because over the years, we have done our duty to put out there in the public the inequities of the system that claims that it's honest as the day is long, and we're the government, and we're here to protect you. And every damn time you turn around, you're being played like a fool. You know, Illinois, last week I said this on air. I said there's only two possibilities with Illinois. And I kept joking about this, and I'm sure the people in Illinois didn't find it that funny. But it's not a joke. That I said, you know, you guys don't have a state budget. You know, there has been talk. There has been serious talk about once Illinois goes belly up, that the surrounding states, they just come in, take a chunk of land here and a chunk of land there. We redefine the state lines, and you'll wake up in a new state after July 1st. Well, that still may happen. That still may happen. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, so Illinois is in trouble. Well, let me just get to this chart. Bloomberg did the research on this one, and they talk about, in this story, about everything being set up as a Ponzi scheme. And they've said, we've written quite a bit over the last couple of months about the pending financial crisis in Illinois, which will inevitably result in the state's debt being downgraded to junk at some point in the near future. Unfortunately, the state of Illinois doesn't have a monopoly on ignorant politicians. And since the end of World War II, and they're exactly point on about this, those ignorant politicians have been promising American baby boomers more and more entitlements while never collecting nearly enough money to cover them all. It's all been a massive state-sponsored scam. And as we've noted frequently before, some of the largest of the many entitlement scams in this country are America's public pension funds. Now, up until now, these public pensions have been covered by stealing money to set aside for future generations to cover current claims. It's a Ponzi scheme of epic proportions. You ever heard of a dollar amount attached to this one, Rod?
No.
Somewhere between $5 and $8 trillion they have absconded with. Your money they have stolen. Now, of course, the problem with Ponzi schemes is eventually you get to the point where the Ponzi is so large that you can't possibly steal enough money from the new entrants to cover redemptions from those trying to exit. Ergo, Social Security. You know, folks, Social Security was set up as a trust. Employers paid into it. Working people paid into it. The government thought it was a good idea that we set up a retirement fund for the retirees in the country. Isn't that great? The government's going to be standing there with guard, you know, M16s, automatic weapons, standing in front of that money vault. Nobody's ever going to touch it. So what did they do? They promptly kept stealing the money. And the only way that they kept it afloat, they'd have to borrow some money to shove in there so that their Ponzi scheme would not be exposed. And they were taking money from people still coming into the system to pay the current. So stealing from the people all these years, going into their retirement years, they were using that incoming flux of cash to take care of current Social Security holders. So with a tidal wave of baby boomers about to pass into their retirement years, we suspect that America's epic Ponzi is on the verge of being exposed for the world to see. Now, this is the chart that Bloomberg put together. Here are the states that they're red-letter states. Cook them, they're gone. By the way, I'll get into the story a little bit later. But I said last week there was only a couple options that Illinois could take. One was try to borrow money and I guess they ran out of places to steal it, the only other option they had was to raise taxes. Guess what they just did, Ron?
Obviously, raise taxes.
Bingo. They're taking the state income tax, which isn't even legal or constitutional in the first place, and they boosted it to 35%.
Wow.
So if you people in Illinois think you've already been bent over the barrel, they're not done with you yet. Not by a long shot. Here are the three states right now. And we're talking about the funding. There are no 100% in this entire country, mind you, ladies and gentlemen. There is not one state that the pension funds are flush. In other words, they're not in deficit. Illinois right now, they only have about 40% of the pensions covered. New Jersey, Chris Christie's been out on the beach that they had to shut down because, well, they're kind of in a state of emergency there. And people were all over Fat Man Christie. There was a there was a photo going around.
Yes.
Have you seen the?
I saw it.
I hate fat people. I mean, I'm sorry. But what is such an unattractive picture of him sitting in a lawn chair on this beach where his belly is flopping over his other belly, which is flopping over his other. Excuse me, I did not need to see a crotch shot on this fat man on the beach. But the point is, okay, I retract my thing about fat people. Well, as long as it pertains to Christie, I don't care. But there he is sitting on a beach. But I also saw another clip on the news today on One America News. He was doing a press conference. And he said, look, I'll be here today. I'll be here tomorrow. We need to do a special session. He says, I can't do anything because nobody has proposed a budget to me. Now, the only thing that I could take from that is the little thieves are scrambling around like cockroaches when you turn the lights on. And they're running and hiding and ducking and dodging because what budget can they come up with? Because the cash is gone. I mean, how embarrassing is this for a bunch of thieves when you turn on the light and they weren't in there to rob, they were in there to hide because there's nothing left to steal. Kentucky. Actually, Kentucky is in worse shape than Illinois. They only have about 37.8% of their pension covered. And as we go down the line here, let me pick out your little state here. California, sorry, there is 5 states that the information is not even available. And guess what? Bloomberg couldn't even dig up anything on the pension funds for California. So let's just say they're gone as well. What did I say? 6. Arizona doesn't have one. Tennessee, Mississippi, Wisconsin, and D.C. Well, I don't know. That's all government there, so I have no idea. They're not a state. I don't even know why they're on this list. But having said that.
Yeah, I should interject. California has had a flood of people moving out of it for the last, I'd say, 3-4 years.
Yeah, it's all the white people. It's the white fright flight from California.
Yeah. It's prohibitive to live here.
I know.
The cost is.
Well, and then thank you very much. I mean, I know this is not your personal responsibility, Ron, but out of this state of confusion that's called California, they're showing up in this state. And I just keep looking at these people, scratching my head and thinking to myself, you know you are in Texas now, right? You do know that, right? At any rate. Now, here are the pension funds that are over 90%. And this shocked me. It really did. We got 6 states with 90% or more in their pension funds. Now, the state right next to Illinois, gee, I don't know what the hell they've been doing. They're 91.8% up on their retirement funds. New York, 90.6%. South Dakota, guess what? They've got more in their pension funds than is called for. They got 104.1% in their pension fund. Now, here are some people in South Dakota, that have been looking for that rainy day. Sock a little bit more away. Let me see. Nebraska, 91.3%. North Carolina, 95.5%.
Wow.
Now, that's the good news. The bad news? Let me look at the states here that are next in trouble, getting ready to... Oh, let me see here. We've got Rhode Island. They're only at 58.7%. Connecticut, about 50%. Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, they're sitting at about 55%. And let me see here. Alaska, 67.5%. Colorado, 60.4%. Maryland, 68.2%. Alabama, 67%. Louisiana, 63%. Kansas, 64%. Hawaii, 62%. Now, this is where it starts to get a little bit ugly. Now, Vermont, 67%. New Hampshire, 65%. Massachusetts, 62%. Michigan, 63%. Indiana, as I said, let me see, 64.6%. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Connecticut, 50%. Colorado, 60%. And it gets worse from there. But here's the point. The government is stealing the funds that do not belong to them. Because why, Ron? Well, they set up the thing. You and I didn't set that up, did you? Did you set up your own pension fund?
No, I did not.
Well, the state was kind enough to do that. So they filled up. I mean, that one day, that little cookie jar was all full of cookies, and everything was happy. And every once in a while, somebody would check the cookie jar. Yep, there's cookies in there. And then people would not pay attention to it. But the state, well, the state need, and I mean need, they need money. More than a couple of years ago, Ron, we've been telling people for a long time, and they did not believe us. I would say half did, the other half, well, you know what, they report a lot of stuff. Hopefully it'll never get that bad. I'll just cross my fingers, whistle through the graveyard here, playing pocket pool with my eyes rolling around in my head, and I'll see if I can ignore it, see if it goes away or those people were wrong. Years ago, we were telling people they're going to come for the pension funds. I think you could remember us on air, me specifically, telling people, look, you need to get the hell out of those pension plans. You know, even if you have to take a hit. And see, here was another kind of a interfering type of logic that they used, that if you wanted to take your money out of your own pension fund, well, you're going to pay a penalty. Yeah. That's how we'll disencourage you from taking your money out of your own damn pension fund. Yeah, we'll just, charge you a 10, 20, 30% penalty on early withdrawal of your pension. Do you think they saw this day coming? I think so. But when we told people, you need to get out of your pensions, put it into physical metals, because we know when the foo-foo hits the air oscillating device, that the only thing that's going to be worth a damn is going to be physical things that you have, like your guns and your bullets and your beans and your Bibles and your metals out there. Because the metals, once this Ponzi scheme, and it's deep, once this Ponzi scheme blows up and everybody gets wind of it, the only thing that's going to happen with precious metals is they're absolutely going to go through the roof, because that is the only store left of wealth. Has been for roughly 6,000 years, and probably if we hang around as a species on this planet, probably will be for the next 6,000 years. Or until a Ponzi scheme comes along, everybody buys into that, they get ripped off, and oh well, we'll just use the base standard here, precious metals, and no, it's no longer a commodity, it's money now, and it'll later be a commodity, and then we'll sit there and fix it and rip you off any damn way. Hello, America. The clock's ticking. And we've been there sounding the alarm. Can you hear me now?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
You're not paranoid. You've been paying attention. By the way, Bloomberg writes here, Ron. He said, of course, if you live in a state like South Dakota, which I stated it was 104.1% of retirement benefits there, you may take some solace from the fact that your public pension is fully funded. Don't. Once the dominoes start to fall, and they will, those ignorant politicians we mentioned above will think they're doing the right thing when they attempt to socialize the issue with federal bailouts and tax hikes. Unfortunately, this is one crisis that will be too large for even the American taxpayer to bail out. I talked to my friend Vince Finelli this morning. As a matter of fact, he and I spoke. And he told me that I guess it's every Tuesday he's got Ron Reagan on with him. Right. And Ron Reagan, you know, I mentioned the fact about the pension funds, and he said, yeah, I've been watching it. And he says, we've been talking about it as well. And I said, you know, I was listening to the Jewish lawyer out of New York, Mark Levin, and he came out and he said, you know, it's the unfunded liabilities for the United States government is over $200 trillion. And he said, yeah, it's $212 trillion that are unfunded. Now, what that means, folks, is in order for the government to clean the slate and get it, and I mean a balance sheet. Ryan, you remember how they always used to talk to you in terms of a five-year plan about balancing budgets and everything else?
Oh, yes, yes.
No, that's Soviet speak. You know, the communists always had their five-year plans. And I used to marvel at this, and it was like, okay, well, we're going to balance the budget. Well, wait a minute. They never mention anything about the deficit. They're just talking about staying even with the debt from year to year. So somehow they're going to do this magic little witch potion, and they're going to come up with a scheme or a scam or whatever the case may be to balance the budget. And I always thought that was fascinating. I thought, you know, I know it's funny money. I know it's non-existent money, but when they balance a budget, all the debt that they've run up disappears. Folks, even with an honest money system, a non-interest-bearing system, how long do you think it would take us, Ron, to try to scrape up $200 trillion?
That would be forever,
and
essentially.
And ever. And that's if the government, yeah, both state and federal, never spent another damn dime on the deficit side of things. So I'm looking at this, and I was listening to Mike Rivero. I love listening to Mike's show if I'm in the car, because he just flows with the subject matter, and he's so cool about it. And I'm listening to him today, and he says, you know, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment for self-protection. He said, I've never been an advocate of a revolution. Well, that time has not yet come. But it's not going to be a revolution that most people think of in those terms. It isn't going to be like a revolution that happened in this country against the old king. It's not going to be like that. This time the revolt is going to be against ourselves, or what people perceive as being a government. Now, Ron, I do try, and I'm clawing desperately to hang on to some little itty-bitty bit of something that I can say about this government that's positive, and I can't come up with a damn thing.
Well, I have to say, you've described something worse than the mob, worse than organized crime.
Well, it's...
It's affecting every citizen of the United States. The mob doesn't do that.
No,
it sells stuff, let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, the mobsters, and this was kind of funny because, you know, we were always told, oh, it's the Italian mob. Yeah. Most of the Italian mob was run by the Jews anyhow. But aside from that, you know, the mob had a code. The mob had a code. And if they had to make a move on another group that was moving in on them, or they had disputes, you know, don't get all bent out of shape. If we have to put a full, you know, ventilation ports in a few people, that's just business. Don't take it personally. Somebody stepped over the line, and we're here to correct it. But you're right. They stayed within pretty much their own realm of criminality. They made their money, but they didn't spread it outside. They didn't spread that disease outside of their little business endeavors. Whereas the federal government, that mafia, it's got its fingers and tendrils into everything.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday. But Tuesday's just the same. Wednesday's work.
And here's the sad news, folks.
God.
What?
What have you been talking about? What do you mean this? Now, here's the sad news. Jesus.
I was just talking to Mike during the break. We heard of this guy in Pennsylvania in a road rage incident. An 18-year-old girl, evidently they were battling. Two lanes went to one, and she would not yield. Evidently, this guy thought he was in the right, pulled out a handgun, and blew her damn head off.
Oh, jeez.
Now, that sounds pretty over the top and pretty bizarre behavior from a human being. I'm going to predict that going into the future here, you're going to see a lot of people doing a lot of strange things. They can't contain themselves anymore. And personally, give you a little for instance of how people just are treating other people. It's just they don't give a crap. They don't care. And when they get caught, they think it's funny. Went into a Mickey D's. One in my neighborhood, I've been going to the damn thing for 10 years. I know I shouldn't be eating McDonald's. Okay, aside from that. Now, folks, have you noticed the price of burgers? Have you noticed the price of fast food? If you look at your fast food restaurants, they're not packed the way they used to be. We were this throwaway, disposable, we're in a hurry, give it to me and give it to me right now. Well, the fast food joints aren't doing as well anymore. But the prices are starting to look more like sit-down served meals in restaurant price. I'm in McDonald's the other day. Wanted a double quarter pounder. And please, don't give me the crap that has been sitting in your little warming bin. That it doesn't look all dried up and it's probably been cooked up 3 hours ago, but hey, it's still warm. And I asked them, very nicely and politely, could you cook that meat up fresh? And I'm here to tell you, folks, by your own experience, you've had this happen. You may or may not have noticed. Chances are you did. And this is going back to the starting days of McDonald's, when there was no fast food, anything. You had drive-thrus. If you got your order within a half hour and the place was busy, you were doing good. Well, the McDonald's, they figured this one out. Well, wait a minute. Why don't we do this, cook to order, boom, they get it right away. First time it ever been done in the country. And I'm watching McDonald's, you know, trying to shave their time, trying to get a little ahead of the game, start doing things that, the menu's bigger, we got more stuff to sell you. But they got away from the very tenet that made them so popular in the first place. And ladies and gentlemen, I was one of those kids. They used to eat the 15-cent burgers, and they were hot, and they were good. Mom, when didn't want to cook, and she got paid on a Friday night, she'd haul us kids, and we were all just all a Twitter about that one. But hey, you know, we get to go out to McDonald's. It was a big deal. But if you folks notice, and you pay any attention to your taste buds, McDonald's still tastes pretty good as long as everything is prepared fresh. And I don't mean assembled out of a parts bin. I mean fresh. So I'm in this restaurant, Ron. Please do me a favor. Give me a double quarter pounder and cook that up on the grill fresh. Okay. I watched a little girl walk from the register, tell the kitchen guys, hey, cook up this special order. Cook this up fresh. A nod of the head. Somebody speaks to somebody over at another counter. And I'm standing there, and I'm just waiting, and I'm waiting. Oh, I didn't have to wait that long. Boom, it showed up. I said, wait a minute. You couldn't have possibly cooked that meat that fast. Here's this little smiley character, just a kid. And this, Ron, it takes a lot to get me going. But here's this little snot-nosed kid that looks at me and says, I said, you just ignored it. You ignored my order, did what you thought that you could get away with, and you gave me a double damn quarter pounder with the bin beef. He starts to smile at me with this stupid little smirk on his face. And I just looked at him. And the rest of the kitchen help, by the way, is listening here. And they all disappeared like cockroaches in a McDonald's at night. The non-24-hour one, folks. And they disappear. But you can hear them laughing and giggling. And this kid is just standing there smirking at me. And I said, what are you smirking about? Here comes the manager, little Mexican guy. Well, you can't talk to my help like that. I said, fine, I'll talk to you. And I said, I shouldn't be the one doing it. It should be you. I said, you know what just transpired here? One of your help decided to do something against a customer's order. Against his wishes. And I said, I'm going to depend on you to say something? I damn near got the cops called on me. So I am here to tell you folks, if you're getting irritation out of life, nothing is going right, and people in more desperate situations that have a mindset that things are pretty well shot and hopeless, you're going to see people in the future just absolutely losing it. Whether it be drug-induced, whether they just flip out, lose their minds. Pressure, they've done study after study after study. They've tested people's thresholds of I'm sane and I've gone insane. They know what's going on. But they're all sitting there like that little smug son of a ass hat, I'll get it out. You can tell I'm still upset about it. that somehow it's okay. And when you get caught, what are you going to do about it? Uh-oh. Oh, you didn't go there, did you? You didn't just go there, did you? Not even the semblance of, nothing. Ron, it's getting bizarre.
When you think of the stimuli, you have latchkey kids, you have single-parent families, you have high taxes, high cost of living, food has gone up exponentially. Why wouldn't people get upset? Gas has gone up. Jeez, criminy.
Well, I asked the kid, and he didn't answer the question, because I really wanted to know if he was over 18 years old, because I wasn't going to go to jail for beating the crap out of a minor. Oh, Lord. And you would think that me knowing what I know, I can see the deterioration of our culture and our society. You would think that I would have a little bit more tolerance for those that don't know. I don't. Because I come from a time that at the very least we were polite to each other. If you were a crook of some sort, at least you were contrite when you got caught. Now you're just having a weenie wagged at you. Now, in my head, as this thing is going on, one half of my brain is going, okay, John, how do you think this is going to look like on the news? Trump supporter beats the crap out of a McDonald's employee. I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't very funny at the time. I mean, because the price of things, I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Well, I can pinpoint it back to one quality that you were raised with and I was raised with. It's called shame. When you did something wrong, you felt ashamed of yourself. It's not there today.
Well, you have to have a developed conscience in order to feel something like shame, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
But what I'm seeing now, I see more of a... It's like they're... I don't know, like the little psychopaths that just don't feel anything. That really... I don't know, man. It's even hard for me to describe. I was listening to Rivero's show. A guy by the name of Wes called into him and reminded him that, there have been tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of whites that are being killed in South Africa. The purge is on. And he was exactly right. And the funny thing about this is, who do you see being led into this country? It's not these poor white South Africaners. We're not importing any white people into this country. We're importing blacks or Arab or this or that. And then once arriving into this country, they're not doing it here so much because we still have firearms. And, well, Americans, they have a tolerance, but they also have a breaking point that they're not really going gonzo like they're doing in Europe right now. These people are coming in migrating into Europe, and then they come in and say, hey, we don't like your law, we don't like your culture, and we want it our way. Really? The balkanization of the planet is underway. And they will attempt to turn this into a Babylon. And I've been reading a lot lately about competing cultures within a country. It doesn't work. It never has, and it never will. And that's the same scenario that we're facing right now in this country. Now, yeah, there's been a few things done about immigration. Yeah, the illegals in Mexico, with everybody else could make it into Mexico and walk across the Rio Grande or in this country right now. MS-13 gangs from, Honduras. Do they talk about on the news, do they talk about the gun violence and the numbers of deaths in Mexico? And people down there are arming themselves and they're going after these. Now, you want to talk about psychopath. These psychopathic drug-dealing asshats that don't give a damn about anything else. Killing regular civilians. They don't care. They'll kill your family. They'll kill your daddy, your mama, your kids, your kid's pet. They don't care. We got a message we're going to send you, and it's going to be made clear. How many stories do you see of that on the news? Do you think that might lend some more credence to the thought of maybe building a wall? But luckily, the message has been getting out. People are not happy about these gangs coming in, setting up the drug industry in every city. I was talking to my friend Vinny. He says, you know what? Our economy here in Southwest Springfield, Missouri, it's booming. And I said, what? He says, it's booming. I said, what's going on? He said, the influx of drug money. Now, that's one hell of a statement.
Wow.
For 12 years, your economy was on its backside. Then all of a sudden, the money's flowing in. But where is it coming from? It's drug money. I'm telling you, Ron, I don't know how much longer we as a country and as a nation and as a people can maintain, can hang on. You know, this thing is echoing in my head that Mike Rivera said. He said, you know, I don't want to see a revolution in this country. Ron, let me ask you a question. And you've been doing this for quite some time. You've had your head out of the gopher hole. And you've been watching what's going on. At what point in time would it be justifiable for the people of this country, recognizing their government has turned into nothing but self-appointed criminals, covering their own butts, destroying a country? At what point in time are we justified in saying, look, this is going to stop, and it's going to stop now, and this is not empty rhetoric as I stand there and hold my AR-15 or my AK-47.
You know, the country is so well divided, the liberals and the conservatives. The only way this could ever happen, where the time actually has passed, but it would have to be where people start talking to each other's neighbor talking to each other. We're not there yet for some reason. And this is what we should be discussing in the streets right now.
But first thing you got to do, now you got a bunch of people that are dependent, and it's a little asshat communist and Marxist out there. What are they doing? They're running to the government. Well, the government's turned on its people for so many years, but these idiots haven't figured it out yet. That's like going to the schoolyard bully and paying him an honorarium or graft or kickback or something. You need to protect me. That schoolyard bully is now the government. And these people that have forgotten that we do have a form of government, that it's not part and parcel. It's not just part-time. It's not a little bit here and a little bit there. Well, one day it'll work for you, and the next day it won't. This was set up for everybody to have equal rights under the law. Not because, you know, you've got special dispensation. Not because you're in a special tribal category over here. Equal rights under the law. Rights.
Well, you know, I think you hit it on the head when you were talking earlier about entitlements. There's so many entitlements for the American people that they don't want to see the system crash. They're liking the way it is. What could be wrong with it? We have two houses, two cars, two whatever, you know. So it's been like that. So I think it's, and I've always referred back to Pinocchio. Here's a kid that walks in. I know you said you didn't see the movie, but he walks into this candy shop. And it's all the candy he ever could desire. And he's a wood puppet. So he starts to eat his fill. And eventually he falls asleep and he wakes up and he's a donkey. A beast of labor. And that's precisely what has happened here in America. Most people have to work. Some work two jobs, three jobs just to get by. There's no longer a single person working in the household to support the household unless you have some extraordinary cush job.
Well, you know, I was thinking during the last break as well, and I'm thinking the position that a lot of people are in, that they don't have enough money. I mean, Hell, if an alternator went on in their car, they'd have to think about where they'd get the money to repair it. People do not have savings anymore. And I'm thinking about what the government has done, what they have done with this massive debt, what they've done to this country. And, you know, you contracted, say, to buy a house, and you got full intention of, even with the usury, you know, to pay three times maybe what the actual house is worth. And then all of a sudden, everything that used to support you being able to make that mortgage payment has been pulled right out from under you. But you're still expected to honor that contract. But how can I? And I don't want to say sloughing off or pointing the blame as an excuse as to why I can't. But if I cannot pay that mortgage, I was still willing to work. I didn't miss any house payments. I was good on my word. I was good on the letter of the contract. But it was pulled out from under me, but yet my obligation is still to honor that contract. Is there any, I don't think this has ever been done before. What if mortgage holders out there watching this government in its asshat ways literally destroy this economy, doing away with their jobs and their sources of income, and just to make sure the funny money is still devaluing, the bomb is still ticking, the debt is rising? This has never been done before, but what if we start filing lawsuits? You know, they're going to come and take my stuff. This is not my fault. You have impinged on my ability to fulfill my contract because you've pulled the slats right out from under me.
You know, part of the reasoning here has to look at the foundation of everything. We've been taught as children since, I guess, the 50s when Bank of America put out the first credit card, to go into debt and get it today, pay for it tomorrow type of society. We're the quick fix society. So that's part of the problem. We've got it in our mental consciousness to go into debt, to enjoy life today and pay for it tomorrow. So that's part of it. You know, when the country was first established, we did have a lodeal title, and you built your house on that, and a bank could not lien that property because that's where you went to defend yourself, to raise your children, to survive.
But they taught the realtors, as soon as you indicate that you're going to buy that house, you make an offer, the paperwork starts rolling. What is the first thing that realtor does? He runs down to the county courthouse, files that paperwork. You ain't got no lodeal title. You ain't got any chance to do that. Well, this is the way we do business. You want to do business with us? You want to do business with the bank? This is the way it's done. The fix is in even before you actually take possession of the damn property.
Yeah. And you know, the Senate Document 43 says all property is in the ownership of the state, and we as citizens merely get the use of it, subject to the wills of the state.
I am tired of being used. I'm all used up. There's nothing left except anger. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, and I know this as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you today with Ron McDonald. No, this is not Memorex. This is live. I know one thing. When a man has nothing left to lose, he becomes the most dangerous man on the planet. Because all the foregone restraints of maybe getting in trouble, you know, maybe the family doesn't look at me the way they used to, maybe I might do something that might land me in jail, all of these little restraints, his conscience, there's nothing left. There's nothing left but a shell of a man that is desperate, angry, and scared. There are no more restraints. That makes him the most dangerous, potentially the most dangerous man on the planet. And yeah, God, you got what? Go ahead.
It's like backing him into a corner. I mean, all he could do at that point is defend with every ounce of his energy.
What's there to defend? What is life?
Well, to fight. Let's put it that way. To fight, no matter what it is. I mean, if you push a man for most of his life, and that's every American has been pushed, regardless of they realize it or not, they've been pushed one way or the other. You know, get a license, make your seatbelt on, get a permit, build your house. You can't eat that. You can't have that substance. It's illegal. It's a matter of time before the breaking point happens.
This is not going to go well. This is not going to go well. And folks, as I said at the beginning of this program, I have been saying this, and I'll say it again. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. And I can tell you the biggest money lovers on the face of this planet are the very people that have created this big Ponzi scheme, because they love the wealth that they can extract from you by way of their funny money. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. They don't think of it in those terms. If they did, it would be as clear as day. They would never be confused at any point in that regard for the rest of their lives. But here we are. And you're starting to see it unravel. Now with state debt, state budgets cannot be met. Did the news media come out and tell you there's 13 states that can't do a budget because they can't agree? Well, they can't agree because the cockroaches are scrambling because the money isn't there. It's been stolen. Did the state have a legal right to do that? I don't think so, Ron.
No. It's not the first time. Remember, the safe deposit boxes were broken open, all gold taken out, and Federal Reserve notes replaced with it. Our government is in the habit of stealing stuff.
You know, and there's no reset on this. There's no button that we can push that's going to eject the asshats that claim to be congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C. We've seen the federalization of everything and everybody. The little bureaucrats, the little marching armies, day by day by day have been taking everything that they can. Everything. There's no reset button, folks. This isn't like a cartoon. You hit the button, a little ejector spring flies them out of their seats and they're gone. Okay, well, we need to get somebody new in there. This is an inbred systemic problem that has been rolling year after year after year after year. And I want to remind people, the people that set this government up were there to tell us this, you know, this is a fearful master. You guys better be careful. And you know what? We know what's going to happen, and we're gonna offer you some suggestions here. Not if, but when it starts to happen. That you dissolve this government and just move it a little bit further out west. Well, that's even before we had a west. There was just a bunch of land west of us. We're out of land. We're at the Pacific Shore, and it's called California, and take a look at the mess that thing's in. I don't know the answer about this. If I could talk to 100 million people in one shot, maybe there might be some things could be put in motion without violence. That we dissolve this federal government that has proven time after time after time they're not even under the constraint of the Constitution anymore. That it's time you boys leave town. We're instituting a constitutional government once again. Bye-bye.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.